196. Appointments to office. The President now appointed the necessary officers to execute the national laws. These were mostly men who had been prominent in the Revolutionary War. For instance, John Jay was appointed Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and General Lincoln was appointed the Collector of Customs at Boston. It was, in having officers of its own to carry out its laws, that the new government seemed to the people to be so unlike the old government. Formerly, if Congress wanted anything done, it called on the states to do it. Now, Congress by law authorized the United States officials to do their tasks. The difference was a very great one, and it took the people some time to realize what a great change had been made. 197. The question of titles. The first fiercely contested debate in the new Congress was over the question of titles. John Adams, the Vice President and the presiding officer of the Senate, began the conflict by asking the Senate how he should address the President. One senator suggested that the President should be entitled His Patriotic Majesty. Other senators proposed that he should be addressed as Your Highness, the President of the United States and Protector of Their Liberties. Fortunately, the House of Representatives had the first chance to address Washington and simply called him Mr. President of the United States.